This is March 14, 2024, and it's still, of course, fragile. But this man that was sent to me, he come and knocked on my door and asked me if I had work for him. And he was here yesterday and he cut my hedge. And then he told me that he had a read that I needed help. But he is a little shy, so he didn't take contact with me in the beginning when he read about this local like groups that we have in on Facebook about our area, and he have read about that I needed help, but he maybe had a job in that time, and but now he don't have any job, so that is sad for him, but good for me. So he can start something new, and he's 41 year old, did I read about him, and today we are friends now on Facebook, so we can better take contact without calling or meet each other and do some plans what will happen. And I call him today and I told him that I needed help when I go to the hospital on Wednesday, because I'm going to two places in the hospital, and it's in two different houses. And last time I was there, it's about my ears. And last time I was there, they didn't have a wheelchair for me. So it took a little time, and I saw how much stress it caused these people that work in that house to find a wheelchair for me, and then also someone to take me to. I had to go to the emergency room the second time, and it was far away, and I say I couldn't walk there on my own. I had no one with me, but now he's going to be with me, and then he walk with me to the other place I should be in to meet the doctor. First house in the morning, I go to test my ears, and then I have to go to the main hospital to the doctor and see what will happen. So I get the help that he is coming with me, and we take the taxi that is for me, that I have stopped paying for the taxi now, because I have paid so much. I have going with the taxi, and then is it a limit where what to pay? So that is good, and I can take with him for free also. It costs nothing. So now is it exactly how it should be, that I have someone with me. And but of course, I don't say this. I say that to you that have followed me many for a long time. That of course the devil has done something with him, because the devil knows what's going on, and he knows that this man is my future, and the world's hope. He don't know how valuable, how much worth he is. He don't see it now, but he is. Of course, I am first, as I was called, to help the world. But he is the key. He is a big key, because as the world look like today, it's dangerous to be on my own. And a woman have no protection, because she's a woman. We have the same. We equal when it comes to criminal and hate and the devil's work. So it's not good to be by myself and then also be disabled. And so this man, he is from Bolivia. He's speaking Spanish, he's speaking South American languages. I don't know why God took him, or the afterlife have chosen him, because I don't have so many listeners from South America. Because it's good to have someone that speak another language. He speaks Swedish and English. As he have grown up here, he know English, and he speak perfect Swedish. But then he speak this Spanish, Latin America languages. They're not the same. I speak a little Spanish, and that is not the same as they speak in South America. So of course, the devil have done something to him to make him not be good for me and good for the world. Not a good tool for me, because I know South American people, because I was married in Texas, and we had people from Latin America around as neighbors, and we were to their parties, and we talked to them, and we saw how they lived, and it is not like now I say, not everyone is not like that, but the common in Latin America is that they are slow. Everything going very slow. It's not going this fast as we have here in Western world that we have here in Sweden. People are full of stress and they are laid back. And when I live in Texas, our neighbors, when they have got money from their job, oh, it was big parties. Oh, they spend money. They spend on food and they give to each other, the whole big family, money, and everything was so much. And then we have to give our neighbors milk and some other food because they were out of money after maybe 2 weeks, and then they have 2 weeks without money. They spend all the money from the in the beginning. They have no thinking about we have to spread it out, the outcome. We must buy what we need for 1 month and let it store in our kitchen for our kids and this. They don't think so. Oh, we have money and then it's party going on. And this man is not like that. He is very, everything should, in some way is it like when they got money and they get party. In that way is he, but in the normal life, I can hardly talk to him because he is spinning around. Everything is going so fast. And I don't think that he have understood what the pearl he have got here. He have not understand it because everything going so fast. And many people are calling in on the telephone because he don't have any job and he need money. He got some money from the government because he have just got a baby. He have a little baby boy just been newborn. And then he have an older son that is 15 years old. But he need to mostly take care of that little baby and his wife that she's working, but she's not working now because she is at home with the baby. So they are really need the money. And it's sad, but it can be like that. That now is money so very important for me to get extra money so I can pay him to work for me. And in the long run, work for God and work for the earth because he's going to work for me. He's my disciple. I have got my first disciple. And it had taken so long time, but now I have it close to me and I need to hire him. But I can't hire on that money that I get in retirement because it's the lowest you can get here in Sweden. My retirement, and that doesn't work to hire that man. And today I have make so I get people coming to me every second week, well, in 2 hours, to clean up my home. And this man, he say that he can work for me in to clean up my home and then get money because of that. But that is not what he's going to do. That is not what the afterlife want him to do, and I know that. Because he, like me, he need to work for God. And when, in year 2000, when the higher priest stood in my home, I since then I have not had a real job for people. I have working for God, under God, I have working since then. And it should be the same for him, that he is not going to work for other people away from his family and me. He should work for me, and we should work together to save this world. It's very, very late, but I have a hope for the world if someone can supporting. I don't need to be supported on my own, but I need to support him with money, so he is with me and do this work. He's my disciple, and he's going to learn about what God is doing and learn about afterlife. And in that way, I have told him today, that the afterlife, I say heaven, I am not talking about afterlife yet. And I say that heaven, you know, I am prophetic. And I heard from heaven that I should heal you. I say, and he be scared, because he is born in a Catholic church. He believe like Catholic church. So it's scary for him that I lay hand on him for healing, and it be like those movies about poltergeist and those I have seen. I have not watched those movies, but the girl who's flying up from the bed in and laying in the air, and the Swedish famous actor is acting like a pastor, a priest from the Catholic Church, and should take away the devil in that girl. And that's what he think the healing is. So of course he was scared. I knew what he was thinking. And I told him that, you know, the same as me, you know that it's something wrong with you, that you spin around and you don't really grab things. And you, I don't know what they want to do a healing on you. But it must be because we are not sick, you and I. I told him, because I am very calm and slow in everything I do, and you are spinning very fast, and we are not on the same level when it comes to listen and act. I say, so you, I don't know what heaven want to heal you about, but something does it have with this to do, and maybe something more. They know you from the start. I don't know anything about you, but they know what to heal. So I give that to them. And the only thing I do is to touch you. As the skin, I need to touch the skin, not on the clothes. It must be skin. And the best way is to hold your hand. And he said, oh, then I must thinking about things, he said to me. Because he is raised in Catholic Church. And I said to him that you don't need to think anything, and you should not. You should try to be as calm as you can be in your brain and let me take over. And he understood that he don't need to do anything. I do those things. So he is interested now to be healed, because it have bothered him, these things. Not me, it's those in heaven, those under God and through God, that will do something that make him be a good disciple for us. I say for us because you are with us. You, that, especially you that support us. I don't ask everyone for support of money, but you can support to prayer to the real God, to the God that sits far away, that only come in when it's really necessary to come in. The afterlife do the most of the job for God. And that's what I only want you to support me in your brain, in your mind. If you don't get support in something else, it's maybe not only need support, like in money, that something else is coming that we need. We don't have a location, and I don't know if we need a location, but because Jesus and his disciples, they were walking out on the streets, so we maybe not need that. We need this podcast. And when afterlife have placed the healing on him, and he have changed his mind, his way to think, and going away from the Catholic Church, and be new in his mindset, then he maybe can speak a podcast in a Latin American way, so we can spread more for you that know that those languages that have with Latin America to do, or something else, I don't know. You know, I don't know. It's afterlife that decide and tell me what to do. I'm a prophet. I hear from heaven, but I don't know the future on my own. I don't know anything. It's those in afterlife that tell me. And now we are coming. We have taken like two steps now, and I am thinking that I believe that something going to happen with this, and we can grab the world again and change it. But it's fragile and small and new, these things. But I was thinking today when I come to United States, I had met this higher priest in my home, and I have heard God speaking to me. And I was away in 2.5 hours that I don't know what happened. But 2018 did I come to know, because I was in this hypnosis. And I told him that did the hypnosis, that I want to know what happened in this 2.5 hours. Because I saw a clock in there when God started to talk to me. When God did it, and then when I come back to myself again, when it was over, I saw a clock again. And it was 2.5 hours between them. So I knew it happened something in 2.5 hours. And 2018 in hypnosis, I come up to heaven. And on the left side, I met Jesus in the garden. But on the right side, it was white clothes. And Dan, he that hypnosis me, he asked me if I did see anything in the white clothes. And I say, it's only white clothes, I say. But just after he have asked me, I see something moving inside the clothes. And then it opened up, and I saw 6 higher priests stood there and waiting for me. And I understood that I have a higher priest with me also. So it was 7 high priests. But then it was a little girl that stood with them. And I understood that it was me when I was 8 years old, because I had visions when I was 8 years old. And I didn't knew in the school. Sometimes older people ask, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I had no wants. I didn't want to be a nurse or a doctor or a stewardesser in an airplane. I say I don't know. I have no clue. I have nothing thinking about the future, because I had already been in heaven, and I knew when I was child, I knew that that's where I'm going to end up in. So why should I do something here on earth when I'm going to God? I know everything that have with God to do already. So why should I experience the world by working? And what I understood I have done is to experience life, what those in afterlife have working with and where they have lived. That's what I had done in my life. And not had a goal to work for something. Be in a factory working with a machine or something like that. I had already a plan when I was born, but I didn't know that. So when I was coming to United States, and I come to the devil's house first, and the woman that I rent a room from, she was really the devil, really. It was close that she killed me once, but I got help. And I didn't have any money. I didn't have any income when I was in the United States. I had nothing. I had got some money so I could rent a room for 1 month. But then I didn't have any more money. And I didn't know how to create money, because first I didn't have a permission to work in the United States, so I couldn't get any job. And it was 1.5 years I was out from could work in the United States. And I didn't know what to do. And when I was in this first house with this devil, and I was on my own at home one day, and I was crying to God, and I asked God, why am I here in the United States, not in Sweden? So why am I here? Well, what should I do? What is the meaning of to be here? And what can a little woman as I was 48 years old. I was not a young person, and I was young compared to now. But what can I do? As I ask God out in the air, I have nothing. I'm a woman. I am 48 years old. I have nothing here in the United States. What can I do? And today I know, because it have happened so much. I have been educated of heaven. That's why I was in United States, to know how to survive without any money, and to come to know God, how He protected me from being killed. I was very close to be killed, but and I was not killed because they protect me in heaven. And now I know that I can do it even if I am a woman. I can do that because I can do that in the Catholic way, because they accept a woman as they accept Virgin Mary. Is it easier to be accepted when it comes to Catholic Church than in many other churches? But I'm not going there. I'm not going into any church. I don't go into any religion. Jesus, he started, he was born in a Jewish family. He was born Jewish. I was born Jewish without knowing it. But he didn't go into any religions. But he become a religion. But first, he walk on his own and have his 12 disciples. He have 6 disciples that was close to him, and the 6 other was not very close to him, but they belong to his disciple. So, and why he had 6 people that disciple that was closer to him, I learned from my studies in psychology that the best group you can have is with 6 people. That's be harmony in that group if you have 6 people and sit and talking together. And that's what Jesus did. He sit with 6 disciples with the most private things they have talked, and then he had 6 more that he talked to about what they should do, the whole group. He that make Jesus be killed, Judas Iscariot, he was in the 6 groups. So he was valuable for Jesus. And but I hope I don't get that person now when I start up something. I don't know yet, but I have a hope, more hope than ever, that something will be happen. But it is that I need support. So if you know, you maybe not can support me with money, but you maybe know people that can do that, and you can tell them about this podcast that is so extremely important that I get support money to could hire this disciple for me. Or else, of course, I know God can send me another man, but time slipping away. You know, I'm old. No, I'm not so very old, but I am. I have so much sickness in going on in my body, so I need to take off some work for me and place it on this man, that he helped me, and especially when it come to my own life, move around so I can travel again. I need him to travel with me. And where is the money? It need to come from you that believe that we will help the world. We are going to clean up this world. We are going to heal the world from whatever you see, many evil things going on today. We need to stop it now. It's behind the midnight hour. It's going into to day, the last day. It's so very close that the whole planet fail and become dark and avoid again like it was from the beginning. So I'm going to place my bank account on this episode, and I maybe take I have three accounts, but I take two accounts to give you. If the first doesn't work, you can try with the other account. And then my third account is where I save the money. The most money is in the third. The first one is on my card. So it's moving with me, the money. And and the second bank account is, I'd say it's for my food to eat. Necessary things in my life to store and have it there when I need it for all the bills like that. So thank you for listening. You hear something is going on at last, but the meaning was that I should learn. It took time to teach me. But I am here now. I know what's going on now. And I have a really big, great help with those in afterlife. And of course, most of all, God. So thank you for following me and listen. And God bless you.